We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yet no hearing, no ability for the president to defend himself yesterday at the impeachment. Now, why do you think that was?
Because they don't want anyone hearing the evidence because they have none.
Right. And even worse, there's a huge danger. Somebody might hear what Trump actually said in that speech.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like this.
Come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections.
Peacefully and patriotically, huh?
Yeah. Whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of the elections. Boy, I'm still waiting to hear that incitement of violence thing going on there.
Yeah, incitement of violence would sound something like this. They will not stop and they should not stop. Kamala Harris, when asked about the violence in the streets. And I wish I could show you the look on Stephen Colbert's face when she said it. He was shocked.
Plus, keep in mind, and you have mentioned this many times, too, that the Harris campaign, as well as the Biden campaign, folks, were involved in bailing out people who were involved in actual violence that burned and was responsible for the injury and deaths of people in many of the riots over the country during the
I'm glad you brought that up, by the way. John Solomon at Just the News is into that, too. The former reporter from The Hill who got all the major stories of the last few years, right, from the Hunter Biden criminality that we were told was Russian disinformation by the lying mainstream media. But he got it right. Russian collusion story. He got that right. So I follow him closely since he has a history of getting all the major stories right on like the mainstream media. Headline, bail fund promoted by Kamala Harris won't share records of criminals it sprung from jail.
Oh, really?
Nope. You think they'd be proud of this, right?
Yeah, I think it's about time for Tom Fitton to send out another Freedom of Information request while he still has an email account.
She said they won't stop and they shouldn't. Well, who won't stop and they shouldn't? Among those bailed out, and when she did it, she was very specific, the purpose of bailing them out of jail. See, if you're in jail, it's because you were arrested for violence and property destruction. That's why you were there. You are actually a criminal. There's no doubt you are not a peaceful protester. That's why you need the bail, right? Mm-hmm. Among those bailed out by the vice president-elect promoted cash fund, a convicted rapist, and an accused murderer. Another individual bailed out by the fund went on to severely and permanently injure someone they attacked a week after being bailed out. And again, she raised money for this fund, as did the Biden campaign staff on Twitter.
Yeah.
Anyway, John Solomon reports at Just the News that the fund is now refusing to share the records of individuals it helped spring from jail in the midst of last year's deadly Black Lives Matter-led riots in Minnesota. Again, as I have said, can you imagine if Trump came out on the White House lawn and said, they should not stop and they will not stop, and I am instituting a fund to bail out anybody arrested for violence at the Capitol. Can you even imagine?
Yeah.
But if Kamala does, it's okay. It's cool.
Yeah.
Tip, it's hot.
She gets a cover of Vogue out of it, you know.
Well, yeah. And yesterday, folks, this is scary because I predicted this on the Battleground podcast. I predicted this on the show. The normalization of left-wing violence is the next shoe to fall. It's not enough just to make sure that if you even show up publicly, peacefully in support of Trump, that you are maligned and might lose your job. The flip side is done, too. left-wing violence is good. You've got to be conditioned. It's good. It's just. It's moral. We need more of it. And there's no comparison. Lee, I've been waiting for this second phase of this. This is a tactic. One side can't even protest. The other side is justified and lauded in its violence. It is exactly what happened in the run-up to the Russian Revolution. Mm-hmm. As Marxists became more and more violent before they finally overthrew the government. It is happening now in our country. The parallels are freaky. But here's Don Lemon doing exactly what the leadership did in Russia before the communist revolution, which was to praise the violence of one side, but not the other, to normalize the violence of one side. This is CNN, y'all. And the fact they said this yesterday is what's so stunning to me. I thought they'd wait a few weeks. I mean, you're literally impeaching the president that day for allegedly exhorting people to violence, and you're praising the violence by the other side.
You cannot compare this, and I'm sick of people comparing. You can't compare what happened this summer to what happened at the Capitol. It's two different things. One was built on people, on racial justice, on criminal justice, right? On reform, on police not beating up or not police treating people of color differently than they do whites. Okay, that is not a lie. Those are facts. Go look at them. What happened at the Capitol on Wednesday was built on a lie perpetrated by the president and the people who support him. So just on that one, that merit, if you want to call it, it's not comparable.
Talk about misinformation.
Everything he said was a lie, every last bit of it. Again, we have, and I'm not going to do it again here, almost every police narrative used to justify the violence by the left was an absolute, utter, and complete lie. We have torn them apart. If you're a longtime listener to the show, you can go back in the archives or listen to the Battleground podcast. I don't have time to do it here. There's absolutely no justification for it. I mean, it was withheld from us, for instance, that Jacob Blake had a knife for 4 days in Kenosha so the riots could get good and going. Turned out he had a knife, admitted to having a knife. They found the knife in the floorboard of the car with the three little kids in the back of it that he was about to drive off in. You can't let a man drive off with a knife and little kids. But they didn't tell us that for 4 days. And Kenosha looked like Beirut after the bombing. So yes, everything they did was driven by a lie. But even if it hadn't been, listen to what he's saying, Lee. Oh, I mean, if there's a racial component, or you think there is, or you believe there is, or you just feel there is, violence is justified. It's good. It's okay. And I mean, I'm gonna read again from the Fox News Chiron this morning. I'm glad that Fox News has joined us in reporting this. We've been on it for weeks here. Damage, according to Fox News from the Chiron, their source, by the way, is Major Cities Chiefs Association. Okay, that's their source. You can see this Chiron for yourself. I screenshotted it. It's on Facebook, my Facebook page. I'll get it on Twitter too. Assuming I still have an account. I don't know. I haven't checked in the last hour. Damage, $1 billion to $2 billion. Officers injured, 2,037. Deaths, at least 30. You just heard Don Lemon and CNN justify that. Let that sink in. Two of those were law enforcement officers. This is a two-part strategy. Left-wing violence is fine. It's good. It's justified. We got to support it. It's not to say. It's not to say. Then Don Lemon goes on to say that whataboutism shouldn't be tolerated. We must support the left-wing violence, but condemn the right-wing violence.
Those things are not comparable, so they should stop doing that and stop this whataboutism or what happened with this. No one has ever, ever gone this far in saying that an election was illegitimate.
What?
Oh, once again, misinformation.
3 years? Yeah. Russia collusion?
Right.
Total lie. Hillary made it up. We knew that before Trump was elected. CIA Director John Brennan wrote it and handed it to Obama. We've got it in his own handwriting. Hillary made it up in July of 2016. Whole thing.
Good grief. Go back to the 2000 election and listen to what the Al Gore campaign and Democrats at that time were saying about the election of George W. Bush. I know you're not a fan, Tara, but Democrats were even at that time making outrageous claims.
Right.
About the election being stolen. And that it had the Supreme Court had stolen the election for George W. Bush.
But let's go ahead and say what Don Lemon won't say. Whatever happened in the election, violence is not justified. Not by our side. And whatever racial thing they want to make up this week, violence on their side is not justified. Nobody's violence is justified. What he is doing there is incredibly dangerous. It's almost seditious. Well, when we do it, it's fine. 30 dead people. You know, I listen to that as I'm cutting and I'm thinking, 30 dead's okay with Don Lemon. Is 60 dead okay? Is there a limit? I'm just curious. Like 200, is that too many, or 250, or perhaps 500? I mean, where does it end? And if it's justified and 30 people are dead, what isn't justified by the left, Lee?
Mm-hmm. No.
What tells us what would not be justified? Is there a limit? This is conditioning. It's conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they're doing. They're conditioning you. Oh, yeah, but those are just Black Lives Matter or an Antifa. It's okay. It's good. Just, gosh, hope you have insurance. Was that your business burning? Got to call Kamala up. Get some more money to bail out whoever just did that to that business of yours.
If you still have an account with them.
Well, yeah, that's if your social media profile's okay and AIG hasn't canceled your insurance for wrongthink.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That I know that there are protests still happening in major cities across the United States. I'm just not seeing the reporting on it that I had.
That's right.
For the first few weeks.
That's right. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And this is a movement. I'm telling you, they're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not.
And that, according to Fox News and the Major City Chiefs Association, that they shouldn't stop, those people, resulted in, between May 25th and July 31st of last year, $1 to $2 billion worth of damage that insurance had to pay out. On 2,037 officers injured and at least 30 deaths. They should not stop, she says. She's never condemned it. Do you realize that? Joe Biden generally condemned violence, but then pinned it on Trump supporters during the campaign. She never did. She never condemned it. She doesn't have to. She's got people like Don Lemon to cover for her. He actually, on the day of impeachment, actually laid out the case that violence was okay. Which leads us to ask, what is not okay? We don't know today. From the left, that is. From the left. Do you see this? We're all full of this today. By the way, one of the most stunning things today, you're going to hear more about this in the news because it's just breaking, but baseball legend Curt Schilling lost his insurance with AIG Insurance. Like, his personal insurance. Know why? The PR department at AIG decided they didn't like his social media profile. I don't worry, he says. We found another company that'll give me insurance. And I would add to that, for now. How does the Chinese social credit score system work? What are the punishments if your credit score is low for wrongthink or for associating with the wrong people, i.e. people who also have low credit scores, social credit scores? What is the punishment? Over 1 million Chinese have suffered it. Can't use public transportation like buses. Can't fly on trains. Can't fly on planes. Can't take trains. Can't travel. What happens if insurance companies decide that you have wrong think for something you've posted? You lose your insurance. Guess what happens? Can't drive. See how this works? That new house you want? Yeah, you're not going to be able to insure that. Oh, that business you have. Yeah, you're going to need no insurance for that. You can always go to another company for now. But what happens when it's found you went to another company? What happens to that company? Well, maybe they'll stick with you. What could happen to all of their suppliers, their, you know, all the vendors that keep their website up and running, that keep their business up and running? What about them? Well, they could be pressured right out of business if you don't get rid of Kurt Schilling and Anika's. And now it has come to this. University of South Carolina is investigating a student to see if the student took part in the Capitol building breach. Like not a professor, right? Like not an employee. No, a student. Here's from the Greenville News, so it might be true. The University of South Carolina said it is investigating whether a student attended the Capitol riots last week. The school received social media reports alleging that a student was part of a group of pro-Trump supporters that stormed the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. School did not identify the student, but stated university leaders are aware of social media and other reports that a student might have been present during last week's assault on the Capitol. That's according to University of South Carolina spokesperson Jeff Stensland in an email to the Greenville News. Let that sink in. What happens if it's found the student was at the protest? They'll be publicly humiliated by the university. Maybe kicked out, I don't know. The public humiliation will be enough. Oh, I'm just getting started. Listen to what else the University of South Carolina did. Quote, "We are currently coordinating with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the lead law enforcement agency, and will take appropriate action." What? Remember I told you the FBI would turn into a goon squad? You're watching it. They are setting up the public humiliation of a student for merely attending. Are they suggesting the student participated in violence? No. No. Oh. Are they suggesting the student was arrested? That might violate the code of conduct, right? You get arrested for anything. I mean, whatever. They're suggesting the student was arrested. That might be proof of violation of code of conduct that you signed. No. No. Not only is the FBI coming down on the student's head via the college. So this is the order this went in. They get the student gets ratted out by others on, you know, other people to the administration. The administration calls in the FBI. Wow. There were no known arrests in South Carolina related to the riots as of Wednesday. The school's, talking about USC, University of South Carolina, the school's police force and conduct officers are looking into the matter. So you got the FBI breathing down your neck at the request of the school administration. You've got the school's police force and conduct office. But you weren't arrested for violence. There is, at this time, no record of you committing violence. No. They say the student might have been inside the Capitol building. Just let this sink in and ask yourself, can you send your children to school anymore? Institutions like this, universities, public universities in South Carolina. This ain't a blue state, folks. Can you do that? Would you dare do that? Think about this for a minute. As they investigate, right? If this student is publicly humiliated by the University of South Carolina, it will destroy their life. Their employment prospects. What is the mistake the student made? Oh, it wasn't going to the protest. That's as American as apple pie. No, it was affiliating themselves with the University of South Carolina and giving them any kind of jurisdiction over this student. Well, today's first epic rant of the show, which shows you how much is going on out there, comes to us from Jim Jordan. Yeah. Jim Jordan on the floor yesterday's Republican representative. And wait a minute. Okay, here we go. He had this to say on the hypocrisy of impeaching Trump.
Republicans have been consistent. We've condemned all the violence all the time. We condemned it last summer. We condemned it last week. We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time, one week before he leaves office. Why? Why? Politics and the fact that they want to cancel the president. The president who cut taxes, the president who reduced regulations, the president prior to COVID had the greatest economy, lowest unemployment in 50 years, the president who got us out of the Iran deal, put the embassy in Jerusalem, brought hostages home from North Korea, put three great justices on the Supreme Court, gave us a new NAFTA agreement, the Abraham Accords, the COVID vaccine, and who built the wall. It's about politics. This is about getting the president of the United States. They spied on his campaign before he was elected. 19 minutes into his presidency, they started the impeachment push. Three-year Mueller investigation, 19 lawyers, 40 agents, 500 witnesses, 2,500 subpoenas, $40 million to find nothing. Impeachment round one based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who was biased against the president and who worked for Joe Biden. And now it's impeachment round two. It's always been about getting the president, no matter what. It's an obsession that has now broadened. It's not just about impeachment anymore. It's about canceling, as I've said. Canceling the president and anyone that disagrees with them. The Ayatollah can tweet, the president can't. Democrats can object on January 6, 2017, but Republicans aren't allowed to object on January 6, 2021. Democrats say Antifa is a myth. Republicans condemn all violence all the time.
Pretty much covers it, doesn't it? It's not just hypocrisy, folks. Understand, it's what they're normalizing. Democrat violence is good. It's good. They're just fighting the man. If the man owns a business, the man's business should be burnt down. And if the man's social media profile is not appropriate, the man shouldn't have insurance before the man's business is burned down. This Curt Schilling thing is a big deal. It's just one insurance company for now that has drop-kicked him, AIG Insurance, because his social media profile was not acceptable. He says he's found other insurance. This is how it starts. This is not capitalism. This is cronyism and thugism and fascism. And it's going to spread. I've been warning for a while that it would spread. And it's going to spread. Jim Jordan wasn't done, though. He tied the impeachment to cancel culture, and he was right to do that. He tied it together brilliantly in today's second epic rant.
It's always been about getting the president, no matter what. It's an obsession that has now broadened. It's not just about impeachment anymore. It's about canceling, as I've said. Canceling the president and anyone that disagrees with them. The Ayatollah can tweet, the president can't. Democrats can object on January 6, 2017, but Republicans aren't allowed to object on January 6, 2021. Democrats say Antifa is a myth. Republicans condemn all violence all the time. The double standard has to stop. And frankly, the attack on the First Amendment has to stop. And stop and think about it. Do you have a functioning First Amendment when the cancel culture only allows one side to talk? When you can't even have a debate in this country, this great country, the greatest country ever, it needs to stop, because if it continues, it won't just be Republicans who get canceled. It won't just be the president of the United States. The cancel culture will come for us all.
Right.
America is a great country, the greatest country ever. It seems to me that we need to think about how great the people of this nation really are. Think about what we've accomplished in the past and begin to come together as leaders who represent so many great folks across our districts. Think about this. In 1903, in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, two guys fly this thing they called a plane 100 feet. Barely got off the ground. Amazing thing. 44 years later, Chuck Yeager breaks the sound barrier. In 44 years, we go from two guys flying a contraption they called a plane a few hundred feet to Chuck Yeager breaking the sound barrier. And 22 years after that, another American steps on the moon. Think about it. In one lifetime, in 66 years, two guys flying 100 feet to putting a man on the moon. That's what this country is capable of. That's what we can do. And we as the Congress who represent the people who did that should start leading. Should start understanding what really is going on here. So I hope we defeat this. I hope we can begin to come together and recognize the greatness of the American people and focus on the things they want us to focus on.
Amen to that. But we're not going to be able to get the great education that we need to be able to do things like that if we're afraid to enroll in a university because they might call the FBI on us. You know what the irony is of USC terrorizing the student this way? They didn't do it with the Black Lives Matter / Antifa riots this summer. They didn't do it. We had violence here in Greenville. We had the police have to put down an attempted conquest of the Target store. See, that's the problem here. It's affirm the violence, affirm the violence, affirm the violence as long as the right people are doing it. So now we have this USC student who has not been arrested or accused of any violence. And USC has put out a press release. We don't have their name yet. We will. In an attempt to humiliate them and destroy their lives, called the FBI, sicked the campus police on them. We got local authorities involved. Why? Were they among those arrested at the Capitol? No. Why would you call the FBI? Why would you do that? FBI is investigating. They've made arrests. They're doing fine on their own. Which means, by God, you better not enroll at USC and think you're going to protest what this government is doing because a photo of you might show up online. You better worry about that. They will wreck you. I mean, it's become a liability to attend a university, a public university. In South Carolina, this ain't Colorado, not Portland, not Vermont or California. I don't know where you send your kids, folks, but I'm here to tell you, you need to think long and hard about it. Texter writes, remember the UCLA professor who was suspended after refusing to alter his final exam schedule or grading policies for black students during the protests surrounding the killing of George Floyd? So UCLA professor suspended after refusing to alter his final exam schedule. Yes, they had stuff to burn down. It was important stuff. Had to be burned down. Texter writes, Tara, socialism and cancel culture destroys. It does not build or create. So true. Texter writes, let's stop the funding for USC. We would if we were responsible. Texter writes, where'd it go? Those of us who have been conservative patriots all alone can complain and lament the loss of our rights. But what really chafes me are the Republicans to now try to talk very aggressively when they know they have no power. Where was all this passion when they actually had power and could do something? Oh, about 2:30? They were busy accepting checks, as Tulsi Gabbard told us yesterday. She said, yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they hold parties up on the Hill. And they invite you, and then you come pick up your check. They hand them out like candy. Wow. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the average black person could stop most of this by the Democrats if they would say that based on their experience with discrimination, we do not want others to be discriminated against. Texter writes, Tara, Jim Jordan is one person from Ohio that I would love to have in South Carolina and representing our state. Now, the text writes, Tara, I'm afraid you are dead on with the left and violence. Really sad. Half the people of the USA can't see what is happening. Unfortunately, I am afraid. Yeah, they're saying they're afraid it will lead to bloodshed. You cannot approach the powder keg that is the United States of America right now by silencing 20 million Parler subscribers and think that that's going to turn the heat level down. It's not. And I think they know that, don't you? Here we go. Just like I said, Dawson Buchanan. And the purge is already beginning, folks. Dawson Buchanan, who's he? A young Trump supporter. What'd he do? Like, nothing. except support Trump. He was set to begin working for a company, according to his post on Twitter, called Private Jet Services. However, shortly before he was to begin, Private Jet Services fired him. First, they wouldn't give him an answer as to why he'd been fired. He hadn't had a chance to start. He finally learned from the owner of Private Jet Services that Private Jet Services has a contract with the National Hockey League. When the National Hockey League learned that Private Jet Services had hired someone who had worked for the Trump company, the NHL, National Hockey League, told Private Jet Services they had a choice, Buchanan or the NHL. Of course, Private Jet Services offered for the company that helps to pay its bills. That's crazy. And this is why I told you that the Parler thing is such a big deal. And there's still so many of you don't get it. I mean, you keep sending me tweets. I'm not on social media. It's not about that. I mean, it is, but it's not just about that. It's about blacklisting. It's about companies being forced to separate from anyone who has ever supported Trump because they supported Trump. And don't tell me, well, it's because of the Capitol situation. No, no, no. I read you the pieces before the election from Washington Post, the New York Times, suggesting that reconciliation would involve lists of people who worked for Trump, even as interns, and making sure they never get jobs in the private sector. This has nothing to do with the Capitol. I was reading these back in October, November, and December. This is what the plan was. They're just going forward with it. Texter writes, we were alumni givers until our daughter came out of USC with victim indoctrination. Texter writes, they're going to cancel Rush next? They'll come for it. The question is how long that lasts. Talk radio lasts. I honestly don't know. I'm not thinking much longer. Texter writes, good answer. Heat level is too high. We pray for a peaceful solution that has not yet appeared. I certainly hope so. Folks, again, to wrap the show up, this is what this is going to take, okay? It's going to take Republicans and Democrats condemning and not tolerating all violence. That's what it's going to take. We cannot go back as a country any other way. It's going to take Democrats and Republicans not tolerating censorship of political views. Both sides of the aisle. No tolerance. If that doesn't happen, the powdercade will explode. Texter writes, Cumulus Media said they will fire any talk show host that talks about the election being stolen. See, that's going to be problematic because you wouldn't believe what is going on right now in Michigan. You know, this election is still under investigation in several states by the courts there. And you wouldn't believe what they're finding. That's going to come out too. Somehow. Texter writes, we need to fight as hard for Trump as Trump fought for us. We may not win every battle, but we have to fight for our speech. Yes, we do. And again, keep your eye, as I said earlier, on Parler, because they are the canary in the coal mine. In fact, I did a Battleground podcast about it. It's called Canary in the Coal Mine. You can get it by texting Battleground to 71307 to keep up with the Battleground podcast. By the way, I'm trying to make them shorter. I'm really trying to cap myself under 20 minutes. I'd really like to get down to 10 so that they're a quick listen. But you will notice they are shorter than they used to be, because I don't assume you have a ton of time to do a thing like this. They're meant to be background while you're doing other things. So if you're like me, you know, like I hate shopping, I'm bored with it. I'm making the kids lunch, and that's just, you know, one of the grind tasks in my day. I love the kids. I love to make them lunch, but I just don't like actually doing that, you know, the meaningless menial labor. Maybe you're doing the dishes or whatever. Just plug the podcast and give it a listen. Makes the time pass so much faster. And again, you can get the podcast by texting Battleground to 71307. Texter writes, we no longer have a justice system, do we? We still do at the state level, depending on the state. Federal, no. It's gone. I hate to be that way, but you can't draw any other conclusion. And that's why we're seeing this monopolistic behavior that is ending free speech. It's illegal. It's just being tolerated. It's not something, well, we should all come together and change on, you know, and that. It's literally, you have to enforce antitrust and RICO law or it's over. At least for free speech, anyway. Texter writes, Tara, I think you were wrong here. This country wasn't founded on common ground. It was fought for. Another texter writes, Tara, the Democrats plan, number one, overload the system. Number two, create confusion. Number three, blame the other side. Yeah, that's a really good summary of it. Texter writes, where are we? Got time for one more. Texter writes, who does the FBI report to? You must be new around here. Welcome to the show. In answer to your question quickly, I can't figure it out. Either the Democrats report to the FBI or the FBI reports to Democrats. Depending on the day you ask me, I might answer either way. It's not clear. But I'll tell you who they don't report to. You.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.